Last time we began discussing the parameters of Kesher Shel Kayama, given that we paskim mechumrah for both the Shitas of Rashi and the Rambam, that in order that one potentially could violate a Melacha D'Oraisa of Kosher by Kesher Gabe Kesher even without it being a Maisa Uman. And we assume that a Maisa Uman potentially could be a Melacha D'Oraisa irrespective of how it fits into Kesher Shel Kayama. But bottom line, we saw within the three categories the Gemara presents of Asa D'Oraisa, Asa D'Rabbana, and Mutar, of a Super Shel Kayama, a Mater Shel Kayama, and Eina Shel Kayama Klal, that there are some variants in the Shitos as to where those lines are drawn between categories 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, and that practically speaking, the Ramah had two possibilities as to whether a Kesher Sheina Shel Kayama Klal, the kind of Kesher that's Mutar, is anything south of 7 days or 1 day. So Lachlamaisa, we're mafmir, at least all things being equal, that generally speaking, we're concerned that any kesher that will last or meant to last, we'll talk about in a moment which one, more than 24 hours, would be a potential, at least, iser derabana. So when we're looking to define Shel Kayama in this context, in terms of how long a knot lasts, Are we looking at the status of the knot? Are we looking at kavanah? Are we looking at both of those lechumra? So the lashon of Beis Yosef is that a kesher shel kayama is a kesher that is derech lekoshro al das shiyamod le'olam. The derech is to tie it with the intention that it will last forever. But it's derech lekoshro al das shiyamod le'olam. So it sounds like there is a component here of derech. So if the derech is to be kosher this kind of a knot in such a way that it could last forever, then even if you may have the intention of unraveling it, untying it in a short amount of time, that doesn't take away from the fact that it may still be defined as a kesher shel kayama. So if the derech is that this kind, quality type of knot is meant to last for a long time, even if you personally have in mind that you're going to untie it a few hours from now, that may be considered a kesher shel kayama for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. Mereshit Moshe points out there's a mashmos away in the Meiri. Lashon Meiri is what's a kesher shel kayama? She'eino asui linatek, a kesher that is not meant to be broken, if not set up in such a way that it's easily going to be broken. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah assumes in the Be'er Halacha, the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Zayin, that if you have a kesher where the general practice is this kind of kesher is made to last, then we don't follow the machshava of the kosher himself, lehakel. Even if the person who's tying the knot has every intention of untying this knot in a few hours, nevertheless, because it's the type of knot that is made to last, it is a halachic kesher shel kayama. That's what the Mishnah Berurah assumes, bottom line. That's against the taz, long taz that we saw some of last time in Sukkot and Aleph, at least when he presents Shitas Harash following Shitas Rashi, the taz assumes that everything is dependent definitionally on the machshava of the kosher himself. Lashon of the Taz is hakol tali v'das adam kosher l'chut. Everything depends on the das of the person who is kosher. So if his das is that it should last that way l'olam, then that's a malacha d'oraisa. If his das is that he intends to unravel this knot in short order, then even if the knot is of the quality and the type that normally would last for a long time, that still is considered Eino Shel Kayama and potentially even Mutar Lechatchila. If you assume like the Taz, then that answers the question that some are bothered by regarding tzitzis. Let's say you have tzitzis that get untied on Shabbos, so we generally assume that you're not allowed to tighten them or tie them on Shabbos, that would be a violation of kosher. That's a classic kesher shel kayama. The knot in your tzitzis is not going anywhere anytime soon. So why don't we just say that if a person is faced with that situation on Shabbos where the tzitzis unravel, you want to retie them, that just have in mind that you're going to tie it for now, and then you'll untie it as soon as Shabbos is over, and then retie it again. So your kavana is to be matir this kasher in a short amount of time, then it shouldn't be a kasher shel kayama. So if if you assume that we would follow the kavana of the kosher lahakel, then potentially you could have such a situation where you follow, you'll, even though it's objectively in strength something that would have been a kasher shel kayama, but your intention is to be matir it for whatever reason, l'motzei Shabbos, and that should be matir according to the Tas. If you assume like the Mishnah Brura, then that doesn't help, because if it's a kasher that is asoi derech l'kashro liyamim rabim and asoi lamod liyamim rabim, and that's a kasher shel kayama, independent of, irrespective of, your own personal kavana in this specific instance.
Was there any tzad to be mikol for the tzitzis because of the makom mitzvah?
So makom mitzvah only helps for malacha derabban, as we'll see. It doesn't help for kasher daraisa. Mm-hmm. So the kasher and the tzitzis, by default, we would assume it's a kasher shel kayama, as a kasher min atar, because that's going to last for a long time.
Couldn't you argue that because they do tend to like unravel? I mean, that's,
if your tzitzis are tied properly, they're not going to they're not going to unravel. Meaning, if there's no outside intervention, if they're tied properly, they're not going to unravel. That's some halacha. That's presumably a kasher d'oraisa, potentially a kasher d'oraisa. Okay. The Bereshis Moshe points out there may be, even though we assume like the Mishnah Brura l'chumra, that we don't follow the Das HaKosher LaHakel, but there are, Mereshes Moshe points out, at least Mashmayos in Rishonim, like the Taz. For example, Rashi, Imsachim, Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph, the Gemara in an Aga fashion brings up the definition of Kesher for Shabbos, the Yisr Kosher for Shabbos, and there Rashi, the Maskel of Alo B'Chevel, has a line, Shema Yanichenu Sham Olamis, that the concern is that you may violate a malacha daraisa of chovel if you're going to leave it there forever. So maybe that sounds like it's really das b'nei adam oriented. We're not talking about the quality of the now, we're talking about what your intention is. Shema yanu chenu sham olamis, you're going to leave it there forever. Okay, maybe. And he also says he thinks there's a mashmos that way in Iran. Zushi Haranim Yuchasim on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis. There, the opening Gemara, which we'll look at Blineder in a few moments for its own context. The Mishnah presents Shitas Remeir, that kol kasher shehu yakol latir ba'achas miyadav ein chayav anolat. If you have a kasher that you can untie with one hand, that's at least not a malacha deraisa. So the Gemara asks, how does Remeir relate to an aniva, to a bow? So do we say time of the Remeir mishnah yakol latir ba'achas miyadav hu v'haynav yakol latira? So do we say that a bow is equivalent to a knot that you could be matir ba'achas miyadav, which is not a malacha deraisa? O dilma, time of the Remeir, mishiv delami hadr. Maybe the reason the Remeir is matir kesher, or says that kesher shiach latir b'achas miyadav is ein chayavin alav, maybe that's because it's by definition not shel kayama, it's not tight. But if you have something that's tight, even if it's yachal latir b'achas miyadav, maybe that's going to be Aser. So it says the Ran over there, V'halo mihadek perish aniva. So this aniva, this bow, is not tight. Then Tomar, Amayla Pasha Mehad Tanya, Chavel Delisha Nifla Kosher Ela Onvo. So why doesn't the Gemara here raise the brisa later on that says if you have a rope that's attached to a bucket that gets cut, you're not allowed to make a kesher Ela Onvo, you can only make a bow. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So the Chachamim there, the Tanakam, presumably is their mayor, who's Yehuda's Bar Pluksa. So there, a mayor says, you're allowed to make an aniva. So shouldn't that be poshet? The shayla that an aniva that is tight is also even for your mayor. Here's a video of a son that he shari mishum de ein aniva sharotza shetiskayim shanar shnatayim. No, maybe there the reason it's mutter is because that's not a type of a bow that you intend to last for a long time. Meaning, even though it's tight enough to last for a long time, but if your intention is not to let it last for a long time, then that's not going to be a kesher shekayama or a niva shekayama, according to anyone. So there you have a mashma. It's also perhaps that the das hakosher is of relevance in defining something as a kesher shekayama, even if objectively the kesher itself is made in such a way that it could last for a long time. But halacha l'maaseh, we assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, that we don't follow the das hakosher lehakel, and therefore, if you have a kesher that, generally speaking, is meant to last for a long time and is tied in such a way that it could last for a long time, then even if your personal das is to be matir it within 24 hours, that doesn't help. Okay, and that's relevant to tzitzis and other scenarios as well. What about the flip side? What if you have a kesher that is generally asoi lahatir tof kafdal shos? You tie your shoes, and it's normal that a shoelace is going to be untied within 24 hours, but you happen to be lazy and you never untie your shoelaces. So does that mean because your das is for the knot to last for a longer amount of time, that becomes a kesher shel kayama where your das ends up being a chumrah? The kesher objectively should have been defined as eina shel kayama, the super eina shel kayama, asi lahatir baba yom, but you intend to leave it there for a long time. So do we say that there we follow the kavana or choshesh for the kavana of the kosher le chumrah? So the Mereshit Moshe points out that it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on this. That same Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha, the beginning of the Siman, the long Be'er Halacha, Dibur Maskil HaKosher. So there the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who he disagrees with. The Taz who says, we do follow the Das HaKosher LeHakel when it comes to a kesher that you intend to untie within a short amount of time. So the Mishnah Berurah in his Hasaga on the Taz says as follows, Denira, the kesher shadarko shel olam lasoso bikvias. If you have a kesher where the derech is to make it to last, lo az lina basar machshavas hakosher. We don't follow the intention of the specific kosher levatel shem kesher mimen. We won't follow the das to be mevatel the shem kesher. We won't follow the das to be meko. But maybe we'll follow the das to be machmir. Mishnah doesn't say we never follow das. He says we don't follow das to be mekel. But maybe to be machmir, we would follow, we would be kosher for the das ha-kosher. It's a little bit more explicit that way, or a stronger mashmos in the Beis Meir that the Shabbos home quotes. Be'er Halacha quotes the Beis Meir, but the Shabbos home points out that this base mayor also seems to indicate that we do follow the das hakosher lehachmir. The way the base mayor presents things is that a kesher shel kayama is defined either as something that is Hechreyat that is going to last, mean, it's tied in such a way that the Achrayak is going to last for a long time, or the Kavanas HaGavri that is going to last, even if it's not the Achrayak that it's going to last. Alavade Avarer Delav V'dayto Talya Mil Saklau Alakol Kesher She'enu Asu Lios Nitar Omei Atzma Machma She'en Lokiyam Oh, Alpi Achrayak Halovesh Oh, Osa Kesher Kima Zman Aruch Is Shel Hayam. So you have the possibility that the Kavanah Sagavra L'chumra may impact on the Kesher. So many are choshesh for this, that we would be concerned about the Das HaKosher L'chumra. So that's relevant for the people that never untie their shoelaces. Potentially relevant to a necktie as well, as we'll see. Yeah.
What would be the reason, like, shouldn't you either say we're public high toes, so Das Kol Adam, or not? Like, what would be the reason to go from my toes?
So you don't say... So in some sense, that's a broad question. When do we invoke Baladai to Yisrael Kol Adam? We did encounter that. Did we talk about Baladai to before?
I speak the line to do it.
Right. There's a Gemara invokes Ben Menashe. I don't have a thought out Hagdara to when in Melech HaShavas we would invoke Bala Daito. Part of that has to do with the Melech HaShavas L'chumra discussion, that if we do sometimes say Melech HaShavas L'chumra, so Machshava may be more relevant in Melech HaShavas than other areas of Halacha. So maybe we'll give that some more thought.
Just to clarify, I'm not saying like why we should say one way or another, but just in either, once we're taking a stance in either way, so then why would we go chumra for both? And asos, like, what's the svara for saying that, you know, like if it is a kesher shel chayama, like objectively, so then like your das doesn't factor in, but it will chumra in both directions.
The svara of the chumra is that if we're talking about a potential chashash daraisa, so then we have to be machmer.
I'm saying either we should say
no. So that's
it's on your das,
so it's a somewhat. So
we're just giving
you could have something that's a suffix, and we may be inclined to go luchum in both directions, or that in the definition of shel kayama there could be multiple. Definitely, the base mayor sounds like a little bit. There could be multiple factors that would define something as shel kayama. So you could have one without the other, and if you have. You can, if something's objectively meant to last, that may be one definition of shel kayama. And if your intention is to have it last, even if it wouldn't on its own, even if not everyone would leave in that way, that may be another category of shel kayama. Rabbi Bleich tells a story that I heard this from him, but I think he wrote this up in an introduction to one of his tradition articles many years ago. That when he was a young bacher learning in Tar V'das, one Shabbos morning he was making his necktie in the dorm, and some alter bacher came into the room and started screaming at him that the Rosh Hashiva says it's usher to tie a tie in Shabbos, Rosh Hashiva being Yaakov Kamenevsky. So Rabbi Bleich was a little bit surprised. He was a teenager, but he decided to ask the Rosh Hashiva, but he realized he had to learn up the sugya first, so he learned up the sugya of kosher that week. And then at the end of the week, he went to Rabbi Yaakov, and he started saying, so he was Matzil Sugya. So Rabbi Yaakov said, no. And he said, so according to this, it should come out that it'd be mutter to tie a time Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov said, no. So he's, then Rabbi Blake said, I heard the name of Rosh Yeshiva, that you're not allowed to tie a time Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov paused for a second, got upset, and he said to him, I don't remember the exact Yiddish, but it's much better Yiddish, do not believe anything you hear in my name unless you hear it from me directly. A line that's relevant to many situations and people in life. So Yaakov explained that he himself never untied his tie. So he tied it once, and then that tie, that knot, lasted forever. He would loosen it and tighten it. So Yaakov said, for him, if his derech is never to untie, then that would be an issur of kosher and Shabbos to tie that tie. But if it's asur latiro, if you routinely untie it within 24 hours, so then that's a permissible kasher, and there's no, we'll talk about ties a little bit later, but there wouldn't be a concern. So that's this potential concern that l'chumra, if you have something that objectively wouldn't be shakayam, but your intention is to leave it there, then that could make it into a chashash of a kasher shel kayam. What about a situation where most people would untie something, you yourself normally leave it tied, but today you intend to untie it? Meaning, most people untie their shoes every day. You're lazy, you never untie your shoes. But, so, in general, for someone who never unties their shoes, to tie their shoe on Shabbos in a way that's going to last for the next 5 weeks would be yasser. But now you notice on Shabbos that your shoes are untied, and you want to tie them. But if you tie them the normal way and leave them tied, then that'll be yasser. So you have in mind, today, I'm going to tie them and then untie them later. Why is that different from tzitzis? Because tzitzis normally are meant to last forever. Here we're talking about something that normally, for most people, is meant to be untied. You happen to never tie them. So for you, it'll be usher. You happen to never untie them. So for you, in general, it'll be usher. But today, you want to be like the rest of the world, that it should be mutter for you because you want to untie them today. That's different than tzitzis for that reason. Just curious, how many people untie their ties after putting them on every day?
Every Shabbos.
Okay, that seems like a pretty
shoes
pretty good row. I mean, I noticed those shoes. How many people leave their ties tied for many weeks at a time? Okay, so it's a row, but not an overwhelming row. How many people never untie their shoes? Really?
Wow. I mean, I sometimes do. I try not.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that gets more complicated on Shabbos. I never wear lace shoes. I don't wear lace Yom Kippur shoes. The only things with laces are boots. So it used to snow a lot in New York, but recent years have stopped, so it's less of an issue. The only time it comes up is when it's snowing outside. Okay.
Why would it be just if you intentionally over Shabbos to be want to tie things like you will untie things, but like the rest of the week you're not going to tie things. Would that work? If you know on Shabbos.
So that's this question. If normally you would untie, right? So that's exactly what you're asking. So Rabbi Willig thinks that's mutter. Rabbi Willig thinks, if I understand correctly, that if it's something that normally would be untied, you happen to normally keep it tied, but on Shabbos you want to untie it, then to tie it. You want to tie it, then to tie with the intention of untying the Shabbos, that's something that most people would normally untie anyway within 24 hours, and it's the etzem akashe in shel kayama would be mutter. I don't think everyone agrees with that, but even if we're machmir to follow your kavana l'kul l'chumra, that's only where now you're tying it with the intent of keeping it tied. But if now you're tying it with the intent of untying it, we will think that would be okay. So I don't know if this will encourage more people to untie their shoes on a regular basis. I'm not. I'm not advocating a Okay. So the Maskana we follow, general consensus of Poskim, if I understand it, is that we follow the Kavanah of the person, the Chumra, in both directions. If it's a Kasher that's objectively Shel Kayama, your intention is to untie it, doesn't help. If it's objectively Eina Shel Kayama, your intention is to keep it tied, that's Aser. The only question was if most people would untie it regularly, and you generally keep it tied, but on Shabbos you want to untie it, then... I think Rabbi Willig thought that was okay, and some of the others saw him. I think we're machmir there as well. Okay, so back to the Mishnah that we started with. We just saw Chachamim and Remeir in the opening Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So Remeir said, "Kol kasher shu yachal atir ba'achas miyadim ein chayav in alav." The Rambam Peshe Mishnayos understands that this is a machlokas tanaim, as simple reading of the Mishnah would have it. But according to Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, the Remeir, even if it's yachol atir v'achas miyada, but it's the strength of a kasher shel kayama, that's a potential melacha d'oraisa. Based on that, the Darkei Moshe, who apparently also understood the Mishnah that way, Darkei Moshe Osbeis, doesn't understand the Beis Yosef, who seems to quote Remeir here, lahalacha, that if you have a kasher that you can untie with one hand, that's not a kasher shel kayama d'oraisa. So it seems that the Beis Yosef understood that there's no machlokas, that Remeir is not cholagan tanakama, but is mefaresh tanakama. And that's how the Ritva learns over here. Opening Ritva on the Perek. Perish within Remeir. Af al pi shaso l'kaimo sham l'olam. Even if it has all the qualities of a kesha shel kayama, meaning the intention is to leave it there l'olam. Sarach shehe kesher kayim ba'atmo, but it has to objectively have the strength. Shelo, excuse me, yuchal adam latira biyado achas dikahani tarte. So it has to be a kasher that's intended to last la'olam, and it has to be a kasher that's strong enough or tight enough that a person couldn't just unwind it or untie it with one movement of the hand, or the movement of a single hand. So you need the tarti l'reyusa, if you want, or the tarti l'tivusa, the tarti, in order to make it a kasher d'oraisa that you're going to be chayivan. Remeir l'balachlok elefarish divrei chachamim. And Remeir is not going to be cholek. Remeir is mefarish divrei chachamim. There's no machlokas. That's what Beis Yosef seem to be assuming in quoting Remeir l'halacha, that the chachamim don't disagree. Stephen. Okay. But the Darkei Moshe didn't understand the way. That's where the Darkei Moshe is tama on the Beis Yosef. The Darkei Moshe thinks that there's a machlokas, and therefore you have to be machmir, like Shitas Chachamim, that if you have a kesher that is intended to last for a long time and could last for a long time, even if you could untie it with one hand, that's still a potential kesher shel kayama. And that's what the Be'er Lacha assumes, again, in that Be'er Lacha in the beginning of the Siman. That even if you could be matir with one hand, lahalacha, it still may be a kesher shel kayama. Okay, let's talk a minute about the Dvar Mitzvah that was raised earlier.
Is the Be'er Halacha against Beis Yosef?
The Be'er Halacha is machmir, right, the Be'er Halacha is like the Raman Darkei Moshe against the Beis Yosef. I mean, that's not reflected, but the Beis Yosef quotes in Beis Yosef is not reflected in the definition of kesher shel kayama here in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So let's just talk a moment about Dvar Mitzvah, which was raised earlier. So that's the very last Mishnah in the Masechta. The Rambam Paskins, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, Mutter Lichur Kesher She'ena Shel Kayam Bar Mitzvah. If we're talking about a Kesher She'ena Shel Kayam, meaning category two, the Asid Rabbanim kind of a Kesher, the Bar Mitzvah, Kigon She'yikshar Limdo Shir Mishirei Torah, etc. Koshin Osav Mikdash. I'm sorry. Mutter Lichur Kesher She'ena Shel Kayam Bar Mitzvah. Fine, and then he talks about the Ein Shvus HaMikdash element as well. Says the Magen Mishnah there, that's based on the Mishnah, the end of Masechta Kuf Nun Zayin. Rashi there writes, we're talking about Dafka Kesher She'ena Shel Kayama, because they're only Matir in Yisrael Rabbanan, not in Yisrael D'Raisa. That is reflected in the Mechaber here in Sif Aleph. Even the middle category, that's what Mishabru says to you, Gimel, even if it's Asoy Luzman, as long as it's not Asoy La'ola. Kasim is Hebrew based Meir. Shema Shehezek, Shulchanar, the Mutter, Malka Mitzvah, Rak, that's a Ram of Ator. Aval, Larashi, Vatosos. Shamitzadi the Kesher Aser Afilu B'Makom Mitzvah, and the Heter there is only a Shvus B'Mikdash Heter, and only for a Kesher that otherwise, but otherwise there's no blanket Heter of Sarah Mitzvah. Where does this come up? A question? Kiva?
I mean,
I don't know if you're going to get this, but yeah. We say Malka Mitzvah and is Mutter in case of Shvus to Shvus,
right?
Right.
So
we
have
only
one
Shvus,
unless there's multiple.
No, I think here we're saying that B'chi Agav no Logozru, that if this kind of Akasha Ein Shachliyam, which is only Asur Rabbanan, that wasn't. here.
Yeah, the Beis Meir, yeah. About this.
I'm sorry?
I saw a Dirshu about this.
Yeah, it was Dirshu. Just tell me in a second. The Beis Meir seems, the Mishnah Berurah is Mitzai, he doesn't tell you what the Beis Meir says, he's Mitzai in the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir, I think that's part of, he frames this as, or develops, that Rashi and Tosfos disagree, and the way he presents Rashi and Tosfos in Kufn and Zion are saying that there's no blanket heter, there's no heter malka mitzvah of that which is part of a lesser, and the only chiddush of the Gemara there is that we learn from there that a kasher shenem shel kayam klal is mutter, even though that's even mutter shelo tzarf mitzvah, and that's part of, sounds like what he's bothered by within the Rambam, of why it's so clear that you could be matur malka mitzvah that which is asa derabanan with a single shvus. Yeah, what does the Dirshu say?
That there's a gra that says that gzeros derabanan are mikol the shvusim derabanan, and a kesher that's derabanan is mitam gzera. So normally you need a shvus dishvus, but that's what we're talking about.
Didn't Rashechter talk about that in the first couple we gave us? Not in this context, but in the general context of Shvus versus Zera, I think. Okay.
So are we saying we're always making Zera to Rabbanan and Malka Mitzvah?
There is more to be made about by Zera and Malka Mitzvah. I guess you have to figure out if that fits with everything. Okay, good. But either way, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch here that is matir a kesher the rabbanan b'makom mitzvah? Where does this come up halacha l'maisa? So it doesn't really come up halacha l'maisa anymore, but it used to. Does anyone daven a shul where the Sifrei Torah have the old kind of gartels that are, I don't mean a vimple, in like the old
American. I got the
Shiloh
Maisa like a couple weeks ago
in
the
Central
area.
Is there a show where you're a
rabbinic
intern?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right,
so the real reason that we make over there, Shmir Shabbos talks about this, meaning the old, now everything is either Velcro we're talking about get to Topher. But here, do they have the Sifrei Torah here? What are the...
An Ethica.
Is it Velcro or a clip?
Clip.
Because the Shaka is Machmer on Velcro. We'll talk about whether it gets a Topher. Okay. So, but I think a lot of shuls have Velcro. No. So it's either Velcro or clip. But the old gartel that you actually have to tie, so if you were to tie it in a double knot on Shabbos, so Shmir Shabbos quotes Perek Tesvav V'ara Kuf Pezayim B'Shem Shom Azamin, that there the minhag is to be mekel, because at worst, even though in general we're machmir for any kesher that's asi for more than 24 hours, but at least you have the other day in the Ramah that up to 7 days would be mutter, and even if you're laning Shabbos mincha, but even if you have a minyan that only convenes on Shabbos, so you're not going to lay in that Sefer Torah until next Shabbos, but at least you'll lay in Shabbos morning again. So it'll be less than 7 days me'es le'es since you were last golel the Sefer Torah. But Rabbi Simcha Bonam Kohn points out that only helps if you're going to be laying from that Sefer Torah the next week. If you have a rotation of 4 Sefer Torah in the shul, and you lay from each Sefer Torah once a month, and you're doing Galila now, and you won't see the Sefer Torah again for another month, then that would be a concern. So even to the extent that we are mekel on a kesher derabanan the tzarach mitzvah, but as the Mishnah points out, that's only if there's no brera. That sifkat min beis, that's if it's iyash v'inyan acher. But if you get away with a aniva, you get away with a maisa hedyot, etc., then we're not going to be so quick to be matur nisa derabanan. So presumably, even if you have that old kind of gartel, you could do a kesher and an aniva, and you don't need to do a double kesher, so you probably don't have to come on to the issue anyway, and shouldn't, that's probably better. But Akshur Dara now, at least if you have a clip and not Velcro, if you're how do you imagine Velka, but Akshagara, that the Gartels are more modern. Yeah.
Why would that qualify as Tzuruch Mitzvah? Which I guess the question is of what those qualify as Tzuruch Mitzvah?
Well, the example of Mishnah is to be moded for purposes of Shirim. So that's not Tzuruch Mitzvah, like one of the Taryag.
Right.
It's to have information that can help you in the performance of a Mitzvah. So I think that any accessory to something that is Kedusha Mitzvah oriented probably falls within that rubric of Tzarech Mitzvah.
Even if it's not, because you need a mikvah to have the shear, even though you're not filling, I guess, the seed it has. In here, you don't. Do you need to tie the seed with the rope?
It's covered a sefer. It's probably better for the upkeep of the sefer to have it tied.
It's also dim. There's dim, glue, and shofar.
But including it is the tithes.
No, the din of being Golel.
It's the roll, they wrap it.
Yeah, but I think if you put the mantle on, I think that's enough of a chemo. Yeah.
Just to clarify, I don't know if we mentioned this, but like a double, like if you do a bow and then do like another knot, that's considered a double knot.
So we'll bleed another gap then. Okay, yeah.
Remind
me if you don't.
Rabbi just said that if you have a meaning, if you have like a catch with an idea, that's better. Is that. Did Shmir Shabbos mention that, or
was someone
going, or that's
Rebbe's addition? No, I just said that. I don't remember if anyone writes that, but that seems obvious. Okay, so that's a good segue to Aniva and Bo that we had noticed earlier on in the Mishnah Kuf Yugimel and Aleph, with the Gemara over there. So the Mishnah says, I don't know if you give him an olive, kosher and deli be paskia avalo bechevel. So if you have a pail and you want to tie some kind of rope to it, then you can use a paskia. The Paschia. It's something that you have no reason to leave there. It's something that you have some other function for. The belt, okay? So you can use a belt to tie it, of a low bechevel, but not a regular rope. Says Rashi, Kosher de Lu Paschia, Al Pia Bor, de Paschia Lo Mevatale Hasu. You're not going to leave it there. You may just leave it there. If you tie it there, you're going to leave it there, and that's a kasha shel kayam. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Chalam Rabbi Yehuda kol kasha shein shel kayam in chayam alav. So ask the Gemara, chevel demai, what kind of a rope are you allowed to tie? Ilem chevel de alma, if it's a regular, generic Home Depot rope, then Rabbi Yehuda matir, why would Rabbi Yehuda be matir kasher kayamahu? That's a kasher shel kayama. Ella chevel de gardi, so it's a weaver's rope, or I guess we call that a guardian knot. Lememra derabanan savri gazrinan chevel de gardi atu chevel de alma Rabbi Yehuda savri lo gazrinan. So if that's the case, it sounds like the machlokas here is whether this Chevel de Gardi, which objectively is not going to create a Kesher Shel Kayama, but maybe it goes through that unto a standard Kesher Shel Kayama. Or a mini Chevel de Li Shenifsak Lo Yehei Kosher Alon. What we quote in Raisa, that if you have a Chevel on a pail that breaks, then according to Chachamim, you can tie a knot, you can only make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Karek La Pundo Piska Uvachlo Yan Venu. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can't even make an aniva, you can't even make a bow, you have to do something more rudimentary than that. Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Darbana Darbanan, Darbana Darbana Lokasha, Chevel Chevel Michlef Aniva Kshira Lo Michlefa, Rabbi Yehuda Lokasha, Hasa Misha Lo Misha Ne Michlefa Aniva Kshira, El Aniva Gufa Ke Shiri. So Gemara says, within Rabbi Yehuda, that aniv itself is a form of kosher. According to Chachamim, aniv v'kshir lo b'chalfa, that you wouldn't confuse aniv v'kshir, and if you're matur aniv, you're not going to come to be matur kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda says that aniv itself is a form of kosher. So Tosfos here asks, on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah concludes, klal am Rabbi Yehuda kol kasher ena shakayam en chayav en olav, tema, hey chakai, this klal, what's this going back on? Iyam ilsa kamaisa, hasa matri l'gamri, hachak sani en chayav en olav, mashma yisura ika, kediya gashas leil. The Mishnah begins by saying, if you have a deli bechevel, Rabbi Yehuda matir, it sounds like matir l'chachila. And then it says, if you just says kol kesher ein shokayama in chayav and alav, it's still us as the rabbana. So if he's modifying that din of the chevel, then it doesn't fit because he just said chevel's mutar l'chachila, and now we're saying kesher ein shokayama is shein shokayama, still us as the rabbana. So it can't be that he's modifying. Chevel b'dli, but then what's it going on? The Tosfos has two tables. The Yishlomar. The Hafika Amar Kol Kasher She'eino Shel Kayama Ein Chayav and Alav HaShel Kayama Chayav and Alav Avafilu Aniva. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say that if it's a Kasher She'eino Shel Kayama, no Chiyav. If it's a Kasher Shel Kayama, then there is a Chiyav, even if it's only an Aniva, but it's Shel Kayama. So the Rabbanan say Aniva is not Kshira at all. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that if you have an Aniva that's Taka Shel Kayama, an Aniva that's going to last, then that actually has a din of a Kesher. And you could even be Chayav for an Aniva Shel Kayama. And then Tosfos has an inami that no, Rabbi Yehuda is going on, this klal is going on a previous Mishnah, not on this Mishnah. So it seems to be two days here in Tosfos, whether according to Rabbi Yehuda, an aniva shel kayama is going to be chayev or not, potentially even mutar l'chachil. According to the first day in Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an aniva shel kayama is chayev. According to the second day in Tosfos, it's a little clearer than Tosfos Rush that it's even going to be mutar l'chachila. If you have an aniva shel kayama. And we saw previously the Gemara has Safek in Remeir, in the opening Mishnah, where Remeir said, Kol kasher shu yachol lafir v'achas v'yad v'ein chayav v'alav. The Gemara, in essence, had a Safek, what's the din going to be according to Remeir if you have an aniva that is mehudak? And putting these two Gemaras together, that's the riot the Ritva brings. We saw earlier, the Ritva assumed that Remeir in the Mishnah, the beginning of the paragraph, in the Mefarish Tanakama, that everyone agrees, that if you have a Kasher, Shoyachal, Atir, Ba'achas, Be'yadav, Ein Chayav, and Alav. So what's the riot of the Ritva there, to understand my way? It says the Ritva, Mehashamina, the Remeir, Mefarish, the Rechachamim, the Hacharminan, the Dilma, Afagav, the Polygram Meir, Bekasha Shayakalatir Bakas Miyadav, Chiyuva Mechayuva Aniva Mudakas, Kevan de Mehakas. The Gemara raises the possibility that according to your mayor, even though a Kasha that you could untie with one hand may be Mutter, but if you have an Aniva that is Mehudak, that may be chayev. V'im kein, rabbanan de patri baniva kedisa lakaman. So the rabbanan that we just saw in Kufi Gimel that say the rabbanan de Rabbi Huda that baniva is pater. Kol shekein de patri b'kasher shu yachol atir b'achas miyadav. If Vermeer, who over here says that yachol atir b'achas miyadav is mutter, or at least is not chayev, and yet an aniva that's mehudak is chayev. So if the rabbanim say that aniva, that if the rabbanim say that an aniva is pater, then kol shekein, the rabbanim would say that yachol atir b'achas miyadav is pater, because an aniva is potentially more likely to be problematic than yachol atiro ba'achas miyadav. But either way, and Kufi Gimel, irrespective of Shitas Rabbi Huda, the 2 days in Tosfos, but according to the Chachamim, and Aniva is going to be at least Pater. Says the Mordechai Simin Shin Pei Vav. Well, we'll see on the maybe mutter in a second. That's what he said, at least butter. Says, that's, give me a second. Says the Mordechai, Simin Shin Pei Vav. Rabbeinu Parat Piresh Lamaskana de Milsa, the Harbe and Yani Kisharim He, Yesh Kashish Mitzkayim Mikshira Achas, Tigon Kashish El Guardian, Shekoshim Kesher Acha Kishinis Akuto Mitzkayim, the Kashish Rosh Akhu Kishirosa Lidpor Vichayev, Yesh Kashish Eno Chayev Elam Kain Othish Nek Sharim Zel Zeh. Some Sharim Yoli Chayev if you make a double knot, Kigon Chevel Gulisha Nipsaka Chevel. Hakol v'imash in iskayim. Aval aniva mutter. But to make an aniva is mutter. Uvavash shelo yasa kasher lamata min haniva klal. As long as you don't make a kasher on top of the aniva. Eliyasa shte anivas uazu. You could have two anivas. Kedamar le'el lo yakoshro ela onva. Va'avne chan mitnisayim shirgilin lechaber shnei rasheha v'ritzua achas im mitzkayim akesh shivu efer ashuayim ashiach liv aser dirabban. So if you have, Mordechai says, if you have an aniva alone, that is going to be mutter. Right? And that shitas the chacham of the Brisa, chavel delisha nifsak lo yehei koshro ela onvo. So according to the Rabbanan that we're not going through aniva atuk shira, then aniva is going to be mutter. And the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Ogur, Darkei Moshe Sukkot and Gimel, so he quotes from the Urayim that kosher deraisa would be a double knot. So then he said, you can't make a double knot on your belt. The tov lasos barosha avne kamosha osa lechaguros bukla shel barzo shel nechoshes amnam yireyim matir hakasa riparas, which is son of Mordechai asher midarban and lichur kashim epesayim. That's the son of Mordechai. That aniva alone is okay. That aniva on top of a kasher, the Mordechai says that's a problem. The ola noeg las as kasher echad. The alav chasi kasher shekorim belosh las shorter shleifa or shleifa. That's what we would call an aniva gabe kasher. So even though the Mordechai is only matra and aniva alone, as we pass on the chomer to Rabbi Yehuda, that aniva is going to be mutter. The Mordechai says, Aniva gabe kasher, the fact that it's on top of a kasher gives more strength to the Aniva. But the Agra says, the minhag is to be makel on an Aniva al gabe kasher. Even though the Aniva is in some way strengthening the kasher, but the kasher is already there, and the kasher itself is mutter a single kasher, if it's emes shel kayama, to put an Aniva on top of that would be mutter. One second, that's what the Ramah Paskins in Sif Hay. And the Chaver says, Aniva Mutu Delav Kasher, who says the Ramah, Afilim Asa Kasher Echel Lamatin Ogen Oheter. Again, some Mordechai, even if you have a Kasher and an Aniva on top of it, that is still going to be Mutter. The Tazim Ogen Vombo say, that's only, excuse me, if it's Asa Latir Labo Bayom. If you're going to leave it there for more than a day, that already gets into the potential kesher the rabbanon of the middle category. But if you're going to remove it, bo bayom, aniva gabe kesher libote. That's what the Mishabura says, kaf tes, nogen bo heter, the kasher achronim, hadu nogen heter be kesher echad lamata, hain adafke kesher asli latir bo bayom, yishim da ayide aniva gabe kesher, adayin einu nikra maisa uman. It's not a maisa uman, and it's not shel kayama. Aval imish lekayama leizis man, you go melula lechayotzebo, asu lasos kasher lamata, ela aniva bovat. Rashi lasos shtei anivos del gavzeh v'chein yesh linhog. So if it's a kasher that's asu latiro toch kaptal shos, then aniva gavi kasher is going to be mutter. If it's going to last for longer than that, then we'll be makrin aniva gavi kasher. But we will still be matir and aniva al gabe aniva. See you.
Both the Mordechai and the like the postgame, everyone was talking about aniva al gabe kesher and not like kesher al gabe aniva, or is that the same thing?
No, the Mordechai is talking about aniva al gabe kesher. I think, right, he said the if there's a kesher lamata min ha aniva. I think I might have misstated it when I. Or mistranslated when I read. But the Mordechai is talking about aniva gabe kasher. The Mordechai says aniva alone is mutter. Aniva gabe kasher is problematic. The Agur says the minhag is makel aniva gabe kasher. That's what's reflected in the Ramah. And the Nosei Kelim say that's only if it's asu latiro lebo bayom.
Can we define what an aniva is?
A bow. How do you define a bow? When you tie your shoes, you tie a knot, and then you make a bow on top of the knot.
So
there's
a bow without a knot under it.
A bow without a knot under it.
But it's a bow or like a knot of bows.
A bow. I mean, it's something that you can pull it out in one motion, although I don't know if that's, I don't think that's there may be definitional. Is that definitional? In common parlance, that's the definition of a bow.
I think that
yeah.
A knot tied with two loops and two loose ends. Mm-hmm. Used especially for tying shoelaces and decorative ribbons.
I'm not sure that's the definition of a bow.
It's supposed to have the virtues of being both easy to tie and untie.
Okay, well that definitely fits into the Hagdarah. I'm sorry?
Maybe that you could undo it without undoing it, meaning you don't have to retrace the steps that you did to make it in order to undo it. Just pull the napkin.
The bow is either winding something or... there's got to be a better definition, yeah.
If you have an aniva, that's mevudak, so it's probably going to be osoy for more than yom echad. So even if you das lahashiro, why should that help you?
If you have...
If it's very tight,
right.
It's probably going to be shoshana.
Maybe an echanami, but we're talking about a generic, meaning when you tie your shoes and you make a knot and then a bow on top of the knot, that bow is a... It's not, as long as it's not a ma'isa uman, it is usli lahatir. I mean, Rechoshe said a double knot may be ma'isa uman. But as long as it's not a ma'isa uman and it's usli lahatir lebavayom, that's going to be mutter. Meaning, it could last longer, the habit could last longer, that doesn't make it shakayama. That's true by Kesher also.
When we say usli lahatir lebavayom, has that been in the aniva or the Kesher? Meaning, is that a tzarach so that the kasher doesn't become a kasher shel peyama, or and the aniva is mutter anyway because it's an aniva?
No, I don't think so. Because the single kasher, I think it's a combination. A single kasher is going to be mutter. A single kasher is just never a problem of ma'isa uman, and it's going to be mutter in general because a single kasher is usually not asul lizman. So if you have an aniva gabi kasher and the aniva is going to last longer, then we're choshesh that may have a din of a kasher itself. No, that's what the Magen Avraham says. No, I'm sorry, maybe you're right. One second. What was the question of Mordechai? Let's say the Taz, the Kav Nizayin, nearly. Taf to know, give a heter, hain a bekesher, omi lahatir biyomo, she'ein chumraso el mitzad shema hu maisa uma. Aval de'ein asu lahatir biyomo, gambalulav, aser, el mitzad asu deiz adiva sel gavizeh, the low kesher called. No, so I guess you're right. So it sounds like the problem is that, right, I guess you're right. The adiva is enforcing the kesher. That the kasher is going to last longer than a day, then that may be considered shakayam on the kasher. Right, so niva gabe kasher, where the kasher, where the package is going to last more than a day, that's the intention, then they make the kesher into a kesher shel kayama. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Mr. Shem, next time we'll just finish up kosher, talk about neckties briefly, and no, so that's halacha l'maisa for those of you who do tie shoelaces. So to tie a knot and then a bow on top of the knot is a classic aniva gabi kesher, where if it's asur l'atir l'bavo yom would be mutter.
Are Spartan not able to do that?
I'm sorry?
Are Spartan not able to do that?
Are Spartan?
Well,
I started with more Mikkel on the definition of Shalkayama.
I thought only the Rama was, no, but I thought only the Rama was not your Aniva Gavakesh.
Oh, you're thinking Aniva? I don't know.
The Rama was Mikkel against Mordechai.
The Rama is Mikkel against the Mordechai, correct. Yes, I don't know what Sardin did. Actually, we'll talk about Netflix for 2 minutes, and we'll wrap up with that. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Se'if Samach Beis. Tesvav Samach Beis. I'm sorry?
Chacham Yitzchak is Mekel for the Sfarim.
Say it again?
Chacham Yitzchak is Mekel for the Sfarim. Issues on Shabbos as well.
Uh-huh, okay. Good. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the Mishmur said that double bow is the same as single bow.
A double bow is the same as a single bow. A bow al gabi kesher is worse if it's going to last, but a double bow is better than a bow on top of a kesher, right?
No, when we double knot our shoes, that's not a double bow, right? That's a bow.
That's a double bow.
No.
So that's a bow on top or not, and then when you double knot...
Depends how you make your shoes.
Normally, a double bow is...
A regular...
People do a knot and then
a second bow.
Right,
no,
is that a double bow?
Some people do a second bow and some people do a second knot.
You don't have four bows on your
But you may have three.
Yeah, you take them and you make a catcher with them.
You may have three movements, right?
So the
Orach HaShabbos Paskin on that is what you asked earlier. Kesher al-Gabi Aniva al-Gabi Kesher. Right?
Is it Rosh Shabbos?
So, I'm sorry? Rosh Shabbos. Kesher al-Gabi Aniva al-Gabi Kesher. So he thinks, now Layim Akshuras Kedargim Aniva al-Gabi Kesher. So you do your regular bow on top of a knot. Nirat Shemutu Lipsharas Shtelu La'os Aniva Zuba Zuba Kesher Echad. So then you can make a knot out of that bow, which is called Kesher al-Gabi Aniva al-Gabi Kesher. That's not considered Kesher al-Gabi Kesher. Why, says the footnote, that because there's an aniva that's masked between the upper kasher and the lower kasher, then that's not considered shel kayam. Kevin shel kasher elyon mufsak mi kasher tachto aniva shebineyam ein lo kiyam. That we view it, it's basic, there's no shaifus between kasher A and kasher B, so that's not a kasher gabi kasher. The whole, even to be machmer kasher gabi kasher b'chalali says is a chumra as we saw. So this would be a chumra gabi chumra that he thinks a kasher gabi aniva gabi kasher would be mutter. Yeah.
From my experience, an aniva al gabi kasher can be undone with one motion.
Okay.
But a kasher al gabi aniva al gabi kasher cannot be.
But that doesn't have to be. I mean, that's not. What he's saying is that a kesher gabi aniva gabi kesher is not considered a kesher gabi kesher because there's no shaifus between the two chara.
Isn't that like spur kayama? I feel like that doesn't come out.
So each one
comes out if you
can pull
it
out.
Each one alone.
Pull
what he's saying is that you don't view, there's no shaifus between the two charim, so you don't. A kesher gabi kesher is the strength of the kesher. Here, it's if I have a kesher here, if I have two sharm that aren't connected to each other, even if in the whole big picture it's lasting, I mean, we're only matter if it's something that's asi latir to kav dal shas anyway. Kesher gabi kesher itself is only chum yisav. So the two sharm, those shaykhus to each other, he thinks that would be mutter.
It's only true because most people double knot their shoes every day. I mean, most people, when they double knot their shoes, they don't do it the last more than 24 hours.
Right, we're only talking about allowing this because it's not meant to last for 24 hours. Despite the statistics in this room. I would imagine that in the world at large, you would find a large, well, I guess people are lazier than they used to be, so I was going to say, I would assume a large percentage of the population untie their shoes every day, those that have laces. Unless you'll tell me that should change the din. If the majority of people don't untie them, so then maybe that becomes a kashrut kayama. That would be a problem.
It doesn't go by the, like, what you usually do?
No, it goes by the strength of the knot and what the norm. Again, we
deciding
that's maybe the chumra, but
deciding not to untie a knot doesn't mean it's a strong or not.
It doesn't. If it's a knot that is, but if the knot is capable of lasting for a number of days, so then that's already and your das is to allow it to last that long. Then that's a problem. If rove people leave a knot in this situation for a long time, that could make it at least a derabban and shalkayama.
I'm saying once the knot has the capacity to last for a long time, it shouldn't matter what rove people do. Like, it should be an objective question of whether or not it can last long if somebody does leave it for a long time.
But if something could last for a week, but it's not, if something could last the whole of it's real cash, that's true. If something could last for a week, but the general practice is that it's oscillative, then we're going to say that's good, sir. But if the general practice becomes that it's meant to last for a number of days, that potentially could make it worse. Okay.
And the Maisa, where are we coming out on double knotting shoes?
A double knot is a problem. A kesher gabi a nivo gabi kesher, there's more to make about.
In colloquial double knotting, it's mutter.
I'm sorry?
What people call double knotting, it sounds like it's mutter.
The Rosh Hashavas is makel. I think others are. Yeah, he's makel. I thought the minhag was to be machmer on that.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've tied a shoe, I'm just trying to remember what the mechanics are. Right, I guess that's right. What he's talking about is what we call colloquially double knot. You're right. I wasn't thinking that. But yeah. Right. Shmir Shabbos is Machmir on Kesher Gabi Liv Gabi Kesher. And I thought that the Minhag Olam was to be Machmir on that. Reshefter thinks that anyway, that's what we discussed last time, that in principle the Shari Tshuva, that the minhag that the Shari Tshuva calls the Rebbe Yosef is Cholak on the Ramah, and we pass them that way over the Ramah. So Mikra Din, there's no problem of a double knot per se, so Kedai L'Hachmir in general, but if there's a Tzarech, then you can be Mikol. Okay, I guess we'll leave neckties for next time at this point. So next time, Mirz Hashem on Sunday. Okay, those who will be in the middle of Shavuot Brachos then are exempt. And then...